Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Tampa, Florida is Krista Muzak. Krista is Senior Manager, Regional Process and Optimization Lead for Pfizer. And she'll be leading the session, I'm not going to pronounce this right, Mutamura Murray to Veni Vidi Vici, Applying Project Management and Process Improvement to Your Compliance Program. That session will be taking place at the Compliance Institute, which will be April 14th through 17th in Nashville. Krista, thanks for joining us today. And let's start by talking about the title of your session, which I frankly, as you could hear, struggled with. How did you come up with it? And what does it mean?
Sure. Thanks, Adam. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about my session coming up in a few weeks. So Mutamura and Murray to Veni Vidi Vici. And to be perfectly honest, I just like the alliteration of it. But Mutamura and Murray are, they're from the Toyota production lines for improving process flow and eliminating waste. And then, of course, I think everyone's familiar with Veni Vidi Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered. So part of the thing of about a year ago, I was in a workshop where we were tackling a fairly complicated process at Pfizer. And we were talking about eliminating the waste and Lean Six and being agile and creating the process flow, that sort of thing. And I really, really was, it was fascinating, first of all, but I liked the idea of the Muta, where you're eliminating waste, those non-value add activities, like you're overproducing something or you're wasting time waiting for something. So it's an approach where you're trying to look at your different activities and trying to eliminate those wastes. And then the Mura is the variability in operations. So you want to have stability. You don't want to have everybody doing the same thing differently. So I know a lot of times you hear globalize, then localize. So I know prior companies that I've worked for, that's always been an approach, especially in compliance, trying to how do we standardize and globalize our processes, but or our compliance policies. But then you also have to consider that there's there is some regionalization or localization that has to be added on, but you want to try to limit that as much as possible, those variabilities, which is the Mura. And then the Murray is just the last part of it is where you're the potentially overloading people with different overloading the business with different asks, or for example, you may be releasing your trainings, your compliance trainings at a time that's conflicting with month end or year end activities, that sort of thing. So when you talk about those three, then you want to, and then putting it together with the Veni Vidi Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered. So you want to, you're coming together to identify those wasteful activities or wasteful processes. Your Vidi is you're seeing the variability in operations. So you want to reveal those areas that you can improve. And then for the Vici, the conquering part is where, ultimately when you're done with your process improvement activities, then you truly are conquering that cumbersome or time consuming or wasteful activity and making it, striving for perfection.
That's great. And I think it really shows, one, a business approach to things, but two, an understanding of what the business needs and a genuine desire from the compliance team not to overly burden them. So when it comes to project management, we hear a lot about it. I think we all know intuitively what it is, but maybe not as well as we think we do. So what are the basics of project management?
Sure. So the base, it really is project management, and especially in the context in which I'll be presenting it, is the project management is more of the guardrails around what you're doing. It's identifying the clear, who's accountable, making sure that it's really, really clear. And sometimes a RACI is a good thing to bring into your project management activities. So who's responsible, who's accountable, who needs to be informed, and who do you need to consult with? So project management, and then so not only having it clear about who the players are, what their actual role is in that project, but then also too, you want to have like what's the scope of, you know, you can't, you know, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. So for your different projects, you can't tackle everything or else you'll never get done. So what's the scope of the particular project or particular process that you're trying to improve? And then you want to have the objectives, the outcomes. You want to have your controls around it. So, you know, your monitoring controls, making sure the and a little bit different than when we talk normally in compliance about monitoring controls. It's more making sure that the, again, like the guardrails, you want to stay within the confines of what everyone agrees to what the project is, and having those like well-defined goals and objectives, and then that's what you stick to.
And that's important to do and often hard to do in the midst of a project when things change and there tends to be scope creep. Now, we hear a lot about lean principles. Can you define what they are?
Sure. Yeah. And thank you, because that's a good difference from the project management, in the sense that where the project management is the guardrails, as I said, the lean principles are more people focused, and you're trying to eliminate waste. Also trying to like create that the stability in your processes. So your focus on and lean is focusing on the people, the value, and the people who are doing the process, but also the value to the who's the customer, and ultimately what are you trying to achieve that adds value to that customer. So it focuses you in, gives you a little better definition of what you're trying to do. And when I talk about flow for the lean principles, you're trying to create flow. So thinking of a river, you want whatever your process is, you want the information or the process to flow like a river. If there's any types of things that are in the way, sometimes you have to create pull, but most of the purpose of lean principles is to like remove those things out of the way that are causing problems in the flow. Probably like a really good basic example would be your compliance policies. You have, you know, they're really important. You've reviewed them. They're, you know, you have them on a review cadence. But where are they? Are they, so the value to the customer, are they hard to find? When you do find them, do you have to click like a zillion times to get to what the information you need? So you want to create better flow. So if your policies are that important, you want to make sure that they're easily accessible. It creates value for the customer, because your customers are the colleagues in your company. You want them to be able to access and know what's right and, you know, what they can do and what they can't do based on the policy.
And I got to say, from personal experience, I know how important it is to be able to get to things quickly. I just suffered a like 20 plus hour internet outage. And time I went to check, they have the information on the website. You just got to click through too many things to get to it. And there's no refresh and all of that, and you need to think about things. Now, you're an advocate for bringing in stakeholders to help with all of this process mapping so that you get the good flow going. How can you use that time most efficiently and avoid time consuming digressions like me talking about my internet problems?
that is definitely the challenge. So you have to have your stakeholders as part of it. So some stakeholders are in the steering committee, and then other stakeholders who are actually the people that are doing the process, whatever that might be. The trying to avoid the time consuming activities or digressions, like you said, would be what's really, really helpful in the lean approach and project management is having a project charter where everyone you sit. So I've done a couple of workshops before, and everybody it's like a 4-day workshop, and you sit down and the very first thing you do is you create a charter, and everybody agrees like what you have a problem statement, and then you all agree what's in scope and what's out of scope. So, and then the person leading the workshop has to have a strong backbone to keep people on task. And some digressions may reveal, and this is where it gets tricky, because it may reveal other things that are inputs into ultimately what your solution would be. But most of the time it's not, or if some people just like to hear themselves talk. And then what you have to do also too, so in addition to the project charter where everybody agrees this is what we're going to focus on for the next couple, you know, for this period of time for this project, but also too, you still want people to feel like they have a voice. So the old parking lot activity where you know, thank you for that, I'm going to put it on the parking lot, we can talk about it later, it's not, we've all agreed it's not in scope, that kind of thing. So it's really a matter of like trying to keep people on task. The other thing is too, as I mentioned earlier about RACI, and I think that that's also important in project management to keep people on task, is what causes, and this is another type of waste, is if within the project you can't, you don't have the right people, or everybody feels like they're not empowered to make specific decisions. So they're constantly, oh, well, I have to go ask this person, I have to go get a permission, I have to get approval. You know, that also, it causes, you know, it's a time waster. So making sure that you have the right people, like, do I need to consult with so-and-so? Do I just need to inform them? Or are they responsible for some of this information? So, you know, making sure you have the right stakeholders, and that also too, as part of the project, it's not only is it the right person in the room, but they also have the power to do what they're assigned to do.
And always good to have the right people. And yeah, it is so, nobody likes being the person who doesn't need to be there in the first place, or wondering why that person's there for the whole meeting. Now, finally, right. Can you tell us about the DMAIC methodology that you're going to be talking about?
Sure. The DMAIC, so it's just an acronym for define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. So the whole methodology, and it really, it kind of, it's the final piece that'll pull all the concept together in the session, but it's where you're making sure defining the problem. So we're, you know, we just talked about the project charter. That's the definition, that's the D. And then you measure by process mapping. So where you create those flows. Like I said, I've done a couple of these workshops. We had one where the flow was, there were 13 swim lanes. 13 different groups of people had their fingers in this particular process, which obviously, wow. Yeah, exactly. Unnecessary, a lot of opportunities there to improve. So you're measuring and process through process mapping to have that visual of, oh yeah, no wonder this takes way longer than it should. Then you want to, and so there, you know, that I just moved into the A part, which is the analyze. And I'm an advocate for the for failing fast, especially if you're doing a lean principle where you're trying to define or deliver on the value to the customer. So you don't want to have a meeting with someone, design something, implement it, and then go back to the customer and say, here you go, this is what I did. So you want to constantly be analyzing, which is the A in DMAIC, and making sure, hey, you know, those touch points, because if you're failing or not meeting the customer's expectations or creating the actual value to the customer, then you want to be able to, you know, maybe modify or redesign what the plan is, you know, failing fast, which is the modifying and the redesigning is the I for improve. And then you want to pursuing perfection, always trying to maintain those improved processes. And that's the C, the control, the making sure that you have the stability, you've eliminated waste, that kind of thing.
Which is a great thing to have, because again, given people's perceptions that compliance is already sometimes unnecessary and taking unduly time, you don't want to actually inadvertently add to that. Well, Krista, exactly. Thank you so much for sharing these insights with us, and I look forward to your session at the 2024 Compliance Institute. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.